Rashi, and you get some help with top Rashi. He wrote a get, signed it properly, everything right, but he held it in his pocket for a period of time. So the reason why he did this is the Mephaisa Bahadei Bekatata Shabinayim, if they can find a way to come to appeasement in their fighting, Tefayas below Yigarshenu, and he won't divorce her. But below Yifaisa, it didn't work out. Vigirsha. Mechimata Gitel Liyado Hu De Igrisha. So the Gershon is only then, but the dates are wrong. So the question was that this is a concern we should be concerned about, and that if so, we still haven't really, really addressed the Zman doesn't work because of this possibility. From our answers, Lamaktim Lo Rigili Lamevet Hachi Nanucha Bekitse. It's not a common thing to happen. Now, why is it more calling it Peronius? The Kimad Lo Nichale Begarishin, but you see, obviously, you see from in your scenario, the person wants to stay married. So if he wants to stay married, Peronius Hulagabe, he feels that the divorce would be something negative. Well, below Maktim Le, people don't do that. People don't make that contingency plan for the negative as long as there's still hope that they can work it out. So it's very uncommon that it should happen. So it's not undermining the Takana of Zman that we're trying to accomplish. So then the Mora asked, what about when they bring it from Dinas Hayam? So Mahilach Amitakantan. So this is Ben Linyan. The Bach has against the Benyan Lazus, Benyan Linyan Paris. Whether it's regards to Znus, it's not going to work. Regards to Paris, it's not going to work. The tar for Lekuchas, she's going to collect from the Ksubas, the Lekuchas, Mizmana, Miyamak Siva. So the date in the get is earlier. He sent the get, continuing meanwhile to use the Paris, which he's allowed to, because the get has not been delivered. She's going to get it months later. Then retroactively, she says, great, you know, I have this thing dated from 6 months ago. I'm going to go and retrieve all those papers which the husband really had a right to, and he sold it out, sold, etc. But the document says I have a right to them, so she will take from the kuchas improperly. Some more answers that the kala islahu. The benyamin is loose. The benyamin papers by the suya raya amos mati gitzliyada. So in a situation when she try to collect the papers, the Bezin will say, well, we need to clarify exactly when you received it. She has to bring witnesses when she received it. She has a get. Right.
So it would sound like she's the moksha.
He sold the Paris.
No, the other side would argue that he's the moksha because of status quo ante before they get.
More simple. She's coming to saying that, you know. The Moore's example, it was written in this and didn't arrive until Tishrei. It took 6 months to travel, right? Okay. He sold Paris in Siva. The Lekech has that. The Lekech's the Muxik. Physically, he's much like a brother Barai. She's coming and saying, no, but he sold to you, but he had no right to. She said, fine, prove it. Right. So, well, I can prove it. I have a document. But that document is now the document is questionable in Bezin's eyes in regards to when. So she, the document can't prove anything. So they remain the muksik. So in regards to the Paris, that works out very nicely. So the question is in regards to snus, right? So we're saying that he can't be mechaper in her because she'll have to bring Adim. So what if she doesn't bring Adim? We're going to kill her? You know, you can't. So in a scenario where he became aware of this long distance news, he has a way to save her because the server won't write a get without a date. But meanwhile, there's this potential for snus during the period of time in between. And we don't know exactly when she got it, so she's covered. So the cover up is still there. Obviously, you can't have a situation where he heard about Znus, then he went to the cipher because the cipher will have to put a date in. But any Znus which took place afterwards is really up in the air. So we can't kill her myself just because she has to bring Adam when she got it. So that's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis learns the Gemara a little bit differently. That that when they come to give the get, so the date's not right. So at that point in time, the Adim and other people will be Mesim Lev that you know the date's not right over here. It's not. Possible because it was done properly, but they'll be Mavar exactly when the date of the Nesina was. So Tosis then adds a Knech. So, in a case where the husband's setting a get to Medina Sayyam, and we know he is because there's a Shliach there witnessing it, so what was the purpose of the date in that document? And the only real thing which is really relevant is when it was given. So in that situation, the Chara, there was no need to misak and zman. So Tosis says no. The reason why there's a kol is because when he comes to deliver the document and it has a strange date, that is what generates the kol. It's not, wow, somebody came from into the Siyam. There's a date, there's a get being given with the wrong date. That's where the kol comes from. So you need the zman to create the... At the other end, this reaction, which will then impress upon people when the actual date of the Nesina was, and therefore thereby minimizing the potential for abuse of what happened. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara, Itmar. So holding the Gemara six lines down, last word on the line, Itmar. Meimisai Monin Leget. So there's a halacha after a woman gets divorced, she has to wait 3 months before she remarries. But in order to clarify, in case she becomes pregnant immediately, if she marries earlier and she becomes pregnant immediately, there's a concern that maybe that was really from the first husband. So those 3 months, where do you measure it from? So Rav Omer Mishas Nesina. Shmuel Omer Mishas Ksiva. So Rav says, when they give the get, that's when they're divorced, that's when you start counting the 3 months. Shmuel says Mishas Ksiva, because the halacha is that from that once he wrote the get, and then if he has relations with her, we're concerned that he's retracting his interest in being in divorcing her. So he's being mevatel the get. So once he wrote the get, so the Mora is going to bring a brice to prove it, because so there's this concern of that. Once he writes the get, he's not supposed to be with her in intimate relations, because we're afraid if he does, that would take away his resolve to divorce her, and he'll be mevatel the get. And then later on, he says, "Yeah, well, you know what? Yes, I'll use it, but the get is meanwhile, it gets not kosher anymore." So we don't allow him to be divorced with such a get. Or alternatively, we don't allow them to be together. So from the time of Ksiva and onwards, there's no concern that they had relations. Okay. So Masala Rav Nosson Bar Hoshea L'Shmuel. So Rav Nosson Bar Hoshea asked the following question. You'll have two a situation like this. Yarmur Shtei Noshim B'Chotzer Achas Zuh Asur B'Zuh Muteris. Two people were divorced on the same date. And one is allowed to get married, remarried earlier than the other one. That'd be confusing to the people. So according to Rav, since they both received the get the same day, they wait the same amount of time and they remarry the same amount of time. According to Shmuel, each one's different. So he said, it's not confusing. People understand that the date is what's written in the get is what's important. Okay, so the Gemara, Tanya Kibosi the Rab, Tanya Kibosi the Shmuel. We have two brises. The B'chokas and the brises, whether like Rab or Shmuel. Should I get the Ishtar ben Ishtar Shliach with Erech Gimel Chadashim? So Kishagia get the Yod with Tzricha Lahamten Gimel Chadashim. Even though the Shliach has traveled for 3 months, so the husband and wife have not been together for 3 months because of that time in between, they're not allowed to be together because you're not kosher to forget Yasha. They have to wait 3 months after the Nesina. Will get Yashin Ein Chashashin? We're not worried about get Yashin. Get Yashin is the get that they've been together in Yichud privately and had relations, thereby undermining the get. We're not worried about that possibility because the law is that they're not allowed to be in his yachid. So even so, even though that's true, they still have to wait 3 months. Nosson Bar Hoshea asked, we cannot differentiate between the sinas and get between different parties. Takimos said to Shmuel, but there's a bride who says, like Shmuel, Hamashlis get li ishtay. So he wrote a get, and he gave it to a third party to hold, to be delivered in the future. And he said, I'm leaving. The get should be delivered after 3 months. So she can get remarried immediately because there's been a 3 month gap, and we'll get Yashin Loi and Chashin Shrei Lo Nisiach Erima. Okay, so it's based on the time of the Ksiva. Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi Mishas Ksiva, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Avdi Mishas Nesina. Halacha Lamaisa, both opinions were done. The Hilchos and Mishas Ksiva. But the Maisa, the halacha is that Shas Ksiva is acceptable. Such Rashi. In 3 months that she has to wait, how do you calculate that? From when? So they're going to say, based on Bechatzarachah, Shal Eldam Echad, Shapir Shliyam, a person left town. He went out and he divorced his wife before he went. He divorced both wives at the same time. But there is a gap in the time when they're written. But they're given the same date. The Shmuel Zulti not say the Sev Beis Chadashim, the Sev Gimel. So one will remarry a month earlier than the other. So Yisrael Bnei Adam, people will be confused. Shirosh and Iskarsha, B'yem Echad, they divorce the same day and they're getting remarried at different times. You're not worried about Get Yashin. Come on, Tanino. It's a mission later on. They know the Megarish Get Yashin, cannot use a Get Yashin to divorce. Mizel Get Yashin, what's a Get Yashin? Koshin Isiachalim or Meacher, Shakosulah. From after it was written, they were together in Yichud, and we're afraid they had relations. I'm sorry. All right, the Rashi has a different reason why. So, what are we? Why did Chazal not allow it? Because we're worried about we'll have relations, and the woman will conceive and have a child. People in the future will see this child, see when it was born, and they'll know when the get was given, and comes out this child was a mamzer. If you're allowed to get Yashin, there could be a time lapse between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Later on, people will look at Lachazman Yermu again, Kadim, Ubisnus Nisabra. I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. People will look at the date of the get and say that this child was born out of wedlock, which is not a psul. It's not a complimentary thing. So the people will relate to the child in a way which is not fair to the child. So they said, we don't want this whole situation. Write a new get before you divorce her. So this way that you won't have the date from the earlier date. Hamashlish Moser get lishlish kelegar sharboi l'sav gimel chadoshim. She gave it to a third party to divorce her after 3 months. And then he left. The Mishas Ksiva Maninan. Because the 3 months are counted from the time of the Ksiva. Tosafot says that there's no need to save a Halacha Darkoi. Even if he would stay here and not leave, it still would have the same din. So he's indicated his resolve for the divorce by writing it, by giving it to somebody that he's now in effect ready to give it after a certain period of time. So even though they're in the same city, this Bryce is saying that she can get married. We rely on the 3 months of date from the get, from when it was written, and she can get remarried immediately after the Nesina's get.
Russia.
Okay. She can get married immediately after the Nesina Saget. Because you count the 3 months from the Ksiva. Okay, let's leave the next piece of Gemara for tomorrow.